is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 11th of June, 2017. It's the birthday of the man who said, "I may not be a first-rate composer, but I am a first-class, second-rate composer." Richard Strauss, born in Munich in 1864, who gave us Don Juan, Don Quixote, the opera Salome, and many others. It's the birthday of the playwright Ben Jonson, born London, 1572, author of Volpone, The Alchemist, Every Man in His Humor, a rival of Shakespeare's, but also Shakespeare's friend, and Ben Jonson, a heavy drinker and a fighter. He was a bricklayer who went off and joined the army, came back to London, got work as an actor, not a very good one, but a good playwright. And in 1597, he co-wrote a play called The Isle of Dogs, which got him in trouble with the government. He was thrown in jail, let out after a few months, but then killed a fellow actor named Gabriel Spencer in a duel. He was arrested, and he should have been hanged, but he pulled a legal defense called benefit of clergy. Since he could read the Bible in Latin, he got to go in front of a more lenient court, which rarely sentenced well-educated men. Instead, he got another stint in jail and was branded on his thumb. Wrote another play in 1604 called Eastward Ho that got him thrown in jail again. They told him that his ears and nose would be cut off, but they never did it. And he had a big banquet when he was released to celebrate. Ben Jonson made plenty of disparaging comments about Shakespeare, complained that Shakespeare didn't know much Latin, knew even less Greek. But after Shakespeare died, Ben Jonson wrote a tribute to him. He wrote, "I loved the man and do honor his memory on this side of idolatry as much as any. He was indeed honest and of an open and free nature, had an excellent fantasy, brave notions, and gentle expressions. And whatsoever he penned, he never blotted out a line." It's the birthday of the novelist William Styron, born Newport News, Virginia, 1925. Author of Lie Down in Darkness, The Confessions of Nat Turner, and his memoir Darkness Visible, a memoir of madness. And since his death in 2006, a book of letters, a book of short stories, and a series of essays, Havanas in Camelot. Here's a poem for today by Julia Alvarez, Folding My Clothes. Tenderly she would take them down and fold the arms in and fold again where my back should go until she made a small, tight square of my chest, a knot of socks where my feet blossomed into toes, a stack of denim from the waist down, my panties strictly packed into the size of handkerchiefs on which no trace of tears showed, all of me under control. But there was tenderness, the careful matching of arm to arm, the smoothing of wrinkles, every button buttoned on the checkered blouse I disobeyed in. There was sweet order to those scented drawers, party dresses perfect as pictures in the back of the closet until I put them on, breathing life back into those abstract shapes of who I was, which she found so much easier to love. Folding My Clothes by Julia Alvarez from Homecoming, New and Collected Poems, published by Plume and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.